الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we are still in the process of attempting to accurately translate the excellent book of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, العقيدة الوسطية، and the شرح or the explanation of Shaykh Muhammad bin Uthaymeen رحمهم الله، رحمه ورحم الشيخ ابن تيمية تعالى، رحمهم الله تعالى. We have actually been dealing with the concept of believing in whatever Allah described Himself with and whatever His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم described Him with, without setting parables or similitude, or without saying how, without distorting the meaning, without, you know, misinterpreting the meaning, without denying the meaning, and what have you. And now we have made it to the point where the Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, Ibn Taymiyyah said, وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكِيفٍ, and without saying how. كَيْف is how. تَكِيف meaning the how, the method, the manner of a certain thing occurring, how it is done. The Shaykh rahimahullah in the tafsir, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, says in the tafsir, تَكِيف لَمْ تَرِدْ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ لَكِنْ وَرَدَ مَا يَدُلُّ النَّهِي عَنْهَا. He says the word تَكِيف itself is not present in the Quran or the Sunnah itself, but there has been some evidence which indicates that it's prohibited. التكيف هو أن تذكر كيفية الصفة. Now he gave us the definition. التكيف is to mention the how of that attribute. How. ولهذا نقول كيف يكيف تكيفا. أي ذكر كيفية الصفة. That's what we say. How, to make how, or how. Of course in Arabic all these will be the same thing in English. Meaning to mention the how of the quality or attribute. How. We will see what that means, inshallah, as the Shaykh strikes the examples. وَالتَّكِيفُ يُسَأَلُ عَنْهُ بِكَيْفِ. فَإِذَا قُلْتَ مَثَلًا كَيْفَ جَاءَ زَيْدْ تَقُولُ رَاكِبًا. إِذَنْ كَيْفَ مَجِيئَهُ. كَيَّفْتَ مَجِيئَهُ. نعم. Okay, he says, and تَكِيف, which is how, is really understood by asking how. For example, you say, how did Zayd come? You said he came riding. So you have showed us the method or how he actually came riding. طيب. So نعم. كيف لون السيارة أبيض فذكرت له. How is the color? Of course, in English it's what, but this here also applies in Arabic. How is the color of the car, or what is the color of the car? White. He said, so you have mentioned the color. أهل السنة والجماعة لا يكيفون صفات الله مستندين في ذلك إلى الدليل السمعي والعقلي. The people of Sunnah and Jama'ah do not say or give a how to the attributes of Allah, and they use for that the textual evidence and the intellectual evidence. أما الدليل السمعي, as for the textual evidence, فمثل قوله تعالى قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. والشاهد في قوله وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. This is Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 33. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, interpretation of the meaning in English, say, verily my Lord has prohibited the outrageous sins, that which is apparent thereof and that which is concealed, and wrongdoing and transgression without any just cause, and that you shall ascribe partners with Allah, that which He has not sent down any authority with, and that you say about Allah that which you do not know. And the point of emphasis here, the one that we're using for our evidence, is and to say about Allah that which you do not know. Because, as you will see, if you say how and Allah did not tell you, then you are speaking about Allah without knowledge. فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَجُلٌ وَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْكَيْفِيَّةِ وَوَصَفَ كَيْفِيَّةً مُعَيَّنَةً. Let's say a man came and said, Allah rose above his throne in this manner. And then he described it. He described a particular fashion. Going on a ladder, on a step, or jumping, whatever. Any kind of way he tries to explain it. نقول هذا قد قال على الله ما لا يعلم. We say this person has said about Allah that which he does not have any knowledge of. وهل أخبرك الله بأنه استوى على هذه الكيفية؟ Did Allah inform you that he rose above his throne in this fashion? لا. No. أخبرنا الله بأنه استوى. أخبرنا الله بأنه استوى. Allah did inform us that he rose above his throne. ولم يخبرنا كيف استوى. But he did not inform us how he did it. فنقول هذا تكييف وقول على الله بغير علم. So we say this is تكييف, saying how and speaking about Allah without any knowledge. Is this clear? It's clear. Subhanallah. It doesn't get any clearer than that. ولهذا قال بعض السلف إذا قال لك الجهمي إن الله ينزل إلى السماء فكيف ينزل؟ فقل إن الله أخبرنا أنه ينزل ولم يخبرنا كيف ينزل. وهذه قاعدة مفيدة. He says, this is why some of the righteous predecessors have said, if the Jahmi is one who denies the attributes of Allah. We will learn about them more, inshallah. And we also discussed these groups earlier in the beginning of the book, those who deviant sects, al-Jahmiyyah. If he says, you say that Allah descends to the lowest heaven, how did he descend? Tell him, Allah did inform us that he descends, and he did not tell us how he descends. So he said, this is a beneficial principle. He could use that. Allah didn't tell us. Why are you asking? What do you want? You want to deny it? Allah said it. You want to say how? Allah didn't tell you. Relax. You know? Easy. Subhanallah. But, a'udhu billah, if somebody, Allah wants to deviate a person and misguide them because of their wickedness, then, you know, you cannot explain it sometimes. دليل آخر من السمع قال الله تعالى. There's another textual evidence in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 26, I believe. It looks like a 26, it could be a 36. I can hardly see this tiny font. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. And do not go chasing that which you have no knowledge of. So that's again. Verily, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, all those you will be, the person will be questioned about. And you'll be responsible for them. لا تتبع ما ليس لك به علم. Do not follow that which you have no knowledge of. إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. This is clear. You don't have any knowledge about that, don't go chasing after it. Leave it alone. Now this is as far as the textual evidence. Now we will use the intellectual evidence. وَأَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ الْعَقْلِيُّ فَكَيْفِيَّةُ الشَّيْءِ لَا تُدْرَكْ إِلَّا بِوَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أُمُورٍ ثَلَاثَةٍ. الله أكبر. This is nice now. مشاهدته أو مشاهدة نظيره مضاف إليه إن شاء الله. أو خبر الصادق عنه. طيب. He says, as for the intellectual evidence, we say really, to know how something, you know, happens, can only be attained from one of three things. The only way you could know how something is done is in one of three ways. Either by seeing it. Okay, so you say, you know, the person, you know, jumped in the swimming pool like that, because you've seen him. So you may imitate him or show the people, you know, act out how he did it due to viewing him. أو مشاهدة نظير, or seeing something similar to it. You know, something that resembles it somehow. So you base it on that. أو خبر صادق عن, maybe there's an addition here in the Alif Lam Al Tab'a, regardless. Or a reliable, trustworthy information. You know, someone brings you some authentic news that you trust. So, you know, you accept that. You say, okay, I believe he did it that way because his brother is trustworthy. He told me he's seen him. That's enough for me. So meaning, either you've seen it yourself and you know how, or you've seen something similar to it, so you can just use it as a, you know, as yardstick. كما لو قال أحد إن فلان اشترى سيارة داتسون موديل 88 رقم 2000. ما شاء الله. The Sheikh has given some specific examples. He says, like, for example, if a person said that such and such person, a person bought a Datsun, Nissan Datsun. This is actually a Nissan now. This is an old car. The model is 88. 2000. Now it's 2000. Now he says, so you know what it's like because you have a similar car. You will know what this car is like, how it is, because you have a similar car. So you base knowing this car on your car, because the same model, same car, they same whatever. But لكن لا تعلم نزوله إلى السماء الدنيا له كيفية لكن لا تعلم. But I went to the next paragraph. نعم. Or the last option is that you get trustworthy news. أتاك رجل صادق قال إن سيارة فلان صفتها كذا وكذا ووصفها تماما فتدرك الكيفية الآن. Or a trustworthy person comes and says, يا أخي, this car looks like this and like that. He gives you details. Then you will understand what this car is like. Then you will know how based on this information. طيب. ولهذا أيضا قال بعض العلماء جوابا بعض العلماء جوابا لطيفا إن معنى قولنا بدون تكييف ليس معناه أن لا نعتقد لها كيفية بل نعتقد لها كيفية لكن المنفي علمنا بالكيفية. He says this is why also some of the scholars have a nice gentle response, which is regarding the statement that we say بدون تكييف without saying how. He said actually it doesn't mean that we don't believe there's a how. We believe there's a how. We are just negating knowledge of it. There must be a how, but we don't know how. We don't know it. It's there, but we don't know it. We're not denying it completely. طيب. لأن استواء الله على العرش لا شك أن له كيفية. Because rising to Allah, to rise above His throne, there must be a how. We just don't know it. You see. نزوله إلى السماء الدنيا له كيفية. Going down to the lowest heaven has a how, but we also don't know it. لأنه ما من موجود إلا وله كيفية. Because there's nothing that exists except that it has a how or a description. لكنها قد تكون معلومة وقد تكون مجهولة. But it may be known or it may be unknown. نعم. He said, سئل الإمام مالك رحمه الله عن قوله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى كيف استوى. إمام مالك رحمه الله, إمام دار الهجرة لإمام of Medina, the famous scholar who has a school of thought of his own and followed by many brothers in Islam, رحمه, may Allah have mercy on him, was asked about the statement of Allah in Surah Taha verse 5, the most merciful rose above his throne, transcended above his throne. Imam Malik was asked, how did he rise above his throne? فأطرق مالك برأسه حتى علاه العرق ثم رفع رأسه وقال الاستواء غير مجهول. So Imam Malik rahimahullah put his head down until sweat started to appear on his forehead. Then he lifted his head and he said, الاستواء غير مجهول. The transcendency, or the word istiwa, the word rising above, is not unknown. We know what it means. We know what it means in the language. أي من حيث المعنى معلوم لأن اللغة العربية بين أيدينا. Meaning what is meant by the from the meaning, because the Arabic language is still between us, it's between our hands. يعني it's within us. It's still here around us. كل المواضع التي وردت فيها استوى معداتاً بعلى معناها العلو. Mean every time استوى comes in the Quran or the Sunnah and the علا is after it, okay, it means to go above, to rise above. فقال الاستواء غير مجهول. So rise, الاستواء is not unknown. It's known. والكيف غير معقول. And how is what's that word? Uncomprehensible. Unperceivable. You cannot perceive it. You cannot possibly understand. نعم. لأن العقل لا يدرك الكيف. Because the mind cannot possibly perceive the how. How. فقال الاستواء غير مجهول. أيوة. فإذا انتفى الدليل السمعي والعقلي عن الكيفية وجب الكف عنهما. So when both, when the textual evidence and the intellectual evidence are in the state of being lacked or unavailable, then you leave it alone. Regarding how, you leave it alone. نعم والإيمان به واجب, and believing in it is obligatory. It's compulsory. لأن الله أخبر به عن نفسه, because Allah said this about Himself. فوجب تصديقه. You must believe Allah. Allah said in the Quran, الرحمن على سوى, in the most يعني clear obvious way. You must believe in it. والسؤال عنه بدعة, and asking about it is an innovation. Asking out is innovation. السؤال عن الكيفية بدعة. He says asking about it is a بدعة. Why? لأن من هم أحرص منا على العلم ما سألوا عنها. Because those who are more keen on attaining knowledge did not ask about it. وهم الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, and they are the companions, may Allah be pleased with them. لما قال الله استوى على العرش, when Allah عز وجل said He rose above His throne, عرفوا عظمة الله عز وجل, they knew the magnitude, the magnificence of Allah عز وجل. ومعنى الاستواء على العرش, and they knew what it meant that Allah rose above His throne. وأنه لا يمكن أن تسأل كيف استوى, and that it is not possible that you ask how did He rise. لأنك لن تدرك ذلك, because you will not be able to attain that, you will not be able to understand that. فنحن إذا سئلنا فنقول هذا السؤال بدعة. So if we are asked, we will say this question is an innovation. نعم. وكلام مالك رحمه الله ميزان لجميع الصفات. The statement of Imam Malik رحمه الله is a yardstick for all the attributes. We use it to understand and measure. يعني, we don't want to say measure like not the physical kind of measure, tangible measure, but it's using it as a scale. It's the scale. نعم. For all the other attributes. فإن قيل لك مثلا إن الله ينزل إلى السماء الدنيا. So the statement of Imam Malik رحمه الله, we use it as the scale for all the other attributes. فإن قيل لك مثلا إن الله ينزل إلى السماء الدنيا كيف ينزل. If someone said Allah goes descends to the lowest heaven, how is this done? You say going down is understood. It's not unknown. We know what that means, نزول in Arabic, to go down. طيب. والكيف غير معقول. How you cannot perceive it. والإيمان به واجب, and believing in it is compulsory, and asking about it is an innovation, is a بدعة. نعم. والذين يسألون كيف يمكن النزول وثلث الليل ينتقل. And there are those who will say, now this is when you get with the philosophers. Now these are the, be careful of those ones. These are more dangerous than the average ignorant Muslim. These will say, if you say that Allah descends in the last third of the night, while we know the last third of the night is moving around depending on where you are on earth. When it's one third over here, it's not over there, it's somewhere else. So, as you around the earth, the globe, you continue to have a different third of the night because of the time change. How is that? So we say, السؤال هذا بدعة. We say, this question of yours is a بدعة. It's an innovation. I say, كيف تسأل عن شيء ما سأل عنه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. How do you ask about something the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, did not ask about. وهم أحرص منك على الخير, and they were more keen than you are pertaining to goodness and knowledge, وعلى العلم and knowledge, بما يجب لله عز وجل, from that which is relevant to Allah عز وجل, or what must be known about Allah عز وجل. ولسنا بأعلم من الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, and we're not more knowledgeable than the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهو لم يعلمهم, he did not teach them. فسؤالك هذا بدعة. So your question here is an innovation. ولولا أننا نحسن الظن بك لقلنا ما يليق بك بأنك رجل مبتدع. And had we not only thought good about you, because this is our obligation, we would have said what is befitting for you, that you are an innovator. نعم. والإمام مالك رحمه الله قال ما أراك إلا مبتدعا. إمام مالك رحمه الله, at the end of his statement after he told his brother, he said, and I see you as nothing but an innovator. And he ordered that this man get kicked out of the masjid. ثم أمر به فأخرج, and he commanded that this person is kicked out of the masjid. لأن السلف يكرهون أهل البدع وكلامهم واعتراضاتهم وتقديراتهم ومجادلاتهم. Because the people of the righteous predecessors used to hate the people of innovations, their speech, their complaints, their objections, their assumptions, their arguments, they don't want nothing to do with them. Once they see an innovator, you go your own way, we go our own way. if someone was seeking the truth, of course they would refute them with their writings, and you know, to show the truth to the people. It doesn't mean that they just totally ignore them. But when they know someone is an innovator and he's just trying to cause fitna, no time to waste. No time to argue with this guy. Go. You know, they would run away from them. نعم. فأنت يا أخي عليك في هذا الباب بالتسليم. So you, my brother, upon you regarding this understanding or this chapter of how to believe in the how of the attributes of Allah, you must just surrender. Surrender. فمن تمام الإسلام الله عز وجل ألا تبحث في هذه الأمور. From being a true submitter to Allah is that you do not discuss these particular issues. You know, you do not search for them or make it an issue. نعم. ولهذا أحذركم دائما من البحث فيما يتعلق بأسماء الله وصفاته على سبيل التعنت والتنطع. This is why I warn you always from searching pertaining to the names and attributes of Allah in a manner which is extreme, and being being extreme and too particular. You know, don't go to that extremism. نعم. والشيء الذي ما سأل عنه ما سأل الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, and the things that the companions did never asked about. لأننا إذا فتحنا على أنفسنا هذه الأبواب انفتحت علينا أبواب. Because if we open up these doors on ourselves, then the doors will open. وتهدمت الأسوار, and the barriers will be destroyed. وعجزنا عن ضبط أنفسنا, and we will not be able to contain ourselves. فلذلك قل سمعنا وأطعنا وآمنا وصدقنا. This is why I just say, we hear, we obey, we believe, and we have faith. آمنا وصدقنا بالخبر. We believe and we have faith in the news, in the information. وأطعنا الطلب, and we obey the command. وسمعنا القول, and we listen to the statement. حتى نسلم, until we are safe, secure. نعم. وأي إنسان يسأل فيما يتعلق بصفات الله عن شيء ما سأل عنه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم فقل كما قال الإمام مالك. So any person who asks about the attributes of Allah, anything which the Sahaba did not ask about, then say as Imam Malik rahimahullah said, فإن لك سلفا, verily you have some righteous predecessors who have preceded you in this and have already answered these innovations. السؤال عن هذا بدعة, asking about this is a بدعة. وإذا قلت ذلك لن يلح عليك, and if you say that he will not be persistent. وإذا ألح فقل يا مبتدئ. If he insists, you're an innovator now. You are an innovator. السؤال عنه بدعة, asking about this is an innovation. أسأل عن الأحكام التي, اسأل عن الأحكام التي أنت مكلف بها. Ask about the things that you are responsible of. The things that you must learn, salah, wudu, you know, the rulings of Islam, things that you have been commanded to follow. This Allah did not command you to search into these things. So you are an innovator. نعم. أما أن تسأل عن شيء يتعلق بالرب عز وجل وبأسماء وصفاته, but to ask about something that is related to the Lord عز وجل and his names and his attributes and the companions, ولم يسأل عنه الصحابة رضي الله عنهم فهذا لا نقبله منك أبدا. And the companions never asked about it, then this will never be accepted of you. نعم. وهناك كلام للسلف يدل على أنهم يفهمون معاني ما أنزل الله على رسوله من الصفات. And there are some references from the statements of the Salaf that indicates that they used to understand the meaning of that which Allah has sent down upon His Prophet through the attributes. كما نقل عن الأوزاعي وغيره, as it was narrated from the Auza'i and other Auza'i scholar from the Tabi'in. Or from the Salaf. نقل عنهم أنهم قالوا في آيات الصفات وأحاديثها أمروها كما جاءت بلا كيف. He said that it was mentioned that the Salaf used to say pertaining to the attributes of Allah, that verses that deal with the attributes and the narration dealing with the attributes, take it as it comes without saying how. نعم. وهذا يدل على أنهم يثبتون لها معنى من وجهين. This indicates that they confirm the meaning from two different ways. أولها أنهم قالوا مروها كما جاءت. The first is that they said, you know, take it, let it go, let it pass as it comes. ومعلوم أنها ألفاظ جاءت لمعان. And it is known that there are words that give meaning. Yeah, there's a meaning behind them. ولم تأتي عبثا. It's not just, you know, out of foolishness. فإذا أمررناها كما جاءت, لزم من ذلك أن نثبت لها معنى. So if we let it go as it comes, then that means we confirm the meaning it gives. ثانيا قولهم بلا كيف. Second, regarding the statement without saying how. لأن نفي الكيفية يدل على وجود أصل معنى. Because negating how indicates that the actual meaning must originally be there. All we're negating is how. لأن نفي الكيفية عن شيء لا يوجد لغو ولا عبث. Because denying the how of something, it is not also there just for the sake of playing around or fooling around. If you're negating the how, it's because you're confirming the meaning, but you're only negating a portion of that which is the how. نعم. إذن فهذا الكلام مشهور عند السلف يدل على أنهم يثبتون لهذه النصوص معنى. So all this, these references from the that are famous from the statements of the righteous predecessors indicate that they used to confirm a meaning for these actual verses and narrations that deal with the attributes of Allah. And now we make it to ولا تمثيل. This is the fourth. And without نعم resembling. أحسنت. يعني ومن غير تمثيل. فأهل السنة تبرؤون من تمثيل الله عز وجل بخلقه لا في ذاته ولا في صفاته. This means that أهل السنة والجماعة they are innocent. They declare their innocence from resembling Allah to His creation, not in the not Allah عز وجل Himself or His attributes. نعم. والتمثيل ذكر مماثل للشيء. And تمثيل is to mention an equal to something, an equal that resembles, يعني something that resembles something. وبينه وبين التكييف عموم وخصوص مطلق. And between التمثيل and تكييف is something general and specific. وبينه وبين التكييف عموم وخصوص مطلق. لأن كل ممثل مكيف. Okay, why? Now you understand this. Because every person who resembles Allah to his creation is actually a ممثل. Is actually a مكيف. Is someone who's saying how. Because once you are resembling Allah to his creation, then you have a how. So you're automatically, if you're doing tamthil, then you're falling into takif by default. وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُكَيِّفْ مُمَثِّلًا. But not everyone who says how is resembling Allah to his creation. You may say how without resembling Allah to his creation. But if you're saying, if you're resembling Allah to his creation, then you're automatically falling into how. نعم. لأن التكييف ذكر كيفية غير مقرون بمماثل. Because saying how is mentioning the method or the state of something or the way it is done without giving a resemblance, without necessarily having any resemblance. مثل أن نقول لي قلم كيفيته كذا وكذا. Like you say, I have a pen which looks like such and such, and you're not resembling it to any other pen. You see what I'm saying? السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So نعم. So basically you may have a pen as we just took to conclude this particular point. And so لي قلم, so you have a pen, it's such and such. You don't have to mention it, resemble it like this pen or that pen. It's just saying this is how this pen looks. So this كيفية, so it becomes تمثيل. But if you mention the resemblance, I have a pen that looks like such and such, which looks like such and such pen, then it becomes تمثيل, which is resembling. Like we say, this pen is like this pen. مثل أن نقول هذا القلم مثل هذا القلم. لأني ذكرت شيئا مماثلا لشيء وعرفت هذا القلم بذكر مماثله. Because I've known something due to it resembling another, and I knew this pen because it resembles another pen. And we will conclude with this inshallah, and we will continue next week dealing more elaborately on this particular concept of تمثيل, which the Sheikh deals with extensively inshallah. هذا والعلم عند الله والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك أتوب إليك.